Hello. I'm thinking about my upcoming projects, and I'm sort of stressed about them, because I never know if I'm going to get anything done or not. But you have to love the process, right? So I guess I'm feeling kind of mellow right now with a hint of anxiety. kind of exhausted, but yet awake. I guess I'm feeling conflicted, which is typical. Very typical. I was just thinking about doing handstands in the water. I was having a really weird dream about doing that, and about having too many obligations, and so I had to cancel some in my dream. I think I had told two people I'd go out with them, and then I couldn't do both, so I had to cancel one at the last minute or something. So apparently that's invading my dreams. How am I feeling? Feeling a little tired. My throat's kind of groggy. I'm feeling okay. Not quite sure how I'm feeling right now. My eyes feel really puffy. I might go back to bed for an hour. Try to get some more Z's. I think it's stuff done for the day.
AM, August 24th, 2007. I am thinking about, I don't know what I'm thinking about. I'm trying to figure out all this Verizon wireless password stuff on my to-do list. And it's just crazy. I'm thinking about passwords and all these huge corporations that we give all this money to and all this stuff, and it takes so long to figure it all out because who has it all organized? And I surely don't have all of that stuff organized, and then it takes me forever to figure out what it is even that I'm trying to do to begin with, and bloody blah de blah. So that's kind of what I'm thinking about. I suppose I'm still task mastering through my list. I'm not as anxious about getting all my stuff done now. I think it's gonna go alright. So I'm feeling pretty mellow right now. Pretty mellow. I talked with my grandparents, and my grandfather's helping me with these plans for this other project, which is great. So, feeling pretty content. Pretty good, on track. On track for 11 a.m. Drinking some coconut water. Things are good for a Friday. That's all for now. I'm thinking about how the music that was just playing was really obnoxious. I don't even know why it's on my iPod. And what I'm eating for lunch. trying to eat healthy because I was just with my mother for 2 weeks, and somehow I always eat abundances and get really unhealthy, so I'm trying to get caught up on my track. So I'm feeling, how am I feeling? I'm feeling pretty content. I'm almost done arranging all my clothes, which will feel great when it's done. And yeah, I think I'm feeling pretty mellow. Feeling a little house stir crazy, maybe. So I'll probably leave the house here fairly soon. Although when I leave the house, it always gets crazy out in LA, and I kind of begin to hate it, but we'll see what happens. I guess that's all for now. Okay. I am thinking about the daunting nature of going to Home Depot right now to get more cleaning supplies and things for my house, and the overwhelming amount of options and people that are going to be there, and it's just going to be intense. So then I'm thinking maybe I should shower first and then go, or should I go first and then come back and shower for my evening event night? I don't know what I'm going to do. Maybe I should just go first and get it all over with and shower before I go to Venice. That might be the best. I'm feeling pretty good. A little confused about my evening tonight, so I'm not quite sure how I feel about this individual, where I want that to go, and I don't like to lead people on, but I'm feeling pretty good about the amount of stuff I've gotten done today. So I'm feeling kind of productive, even though I kept way more clothes than I probably should, and that worries me that I'm then a hoarder, or have, like, problems keeping things, because my mother won't get rid of any of her stuff. But it's looking good. Feeling good. Gonna go get the rest of my stuff, and then my house will be moved into. Minus my kitchen, which I'll need to clean the cabinets. Blah, blah. But yeah. And my phone call that I need to make to John, which I don't know if I should have him come out or not. I'm totally confused. Because if he comes out, I don't know, is that too soon? And then we're rekindling something that shouldn't be rekindled. I'm pretty okay being on my own, I think. Not that that matters how I feel about John. Relationships are complicated. But I'm going to call him, and we'll just play it by ear. If he wants to come out, I'm not sure what I'm going to do. maybe he could come out and we could just be friends. Does that work? I don't know. So that's what I'm thinking about right now. And I'm feeling relatively fine. Imagine that. I am thinking about how I am going to be late this evening. Because I just spent, like, way too long at Home Depot, which was to be expected. And went through the emotions of getting totally overwhelmed with this other project that I'm working on and thinking I could handle it. And not knowing if I should recruit help, i.e. having someone come help me, like John, or not, and doing it all on my own. And so now I'm going to be late for my, for dinner this evening. Because, why? Because I want to, like, go have coffee with my friend Cito, and I'm going to. So, I'm off to shower. I'm feeling pretty good. Feeling, good. So, that's all for now. I am thinking about how I'm late right now. I'm late for this, and I'm late to go out on this date, or whatever I'm doing. It's 8:14, so late on both accounts. I hate being late, and somehow I've, like, become more and more okay with it in my life. Not sure how that one equates to anything. But, that's what it is. So I'm thinking about trying to get there faster. And I'm feeling pretty good. I had coffee with my friend Cito. Actually, we didn't have coffee. We had a cocktail. Margarita was great. Good to see a friend. Things are good right now, beyond feeling a little stressed that I'm late and running all over the city, not quite knowing where I am. But, yeah. That's all for now. I am thinking about how, I don't know what I'm thinking about. Man, I'm out to dinner with this person, and we're having fun, I think. I don't know what I'm thinking about, because I don't know, because I'm totally confused and conflicted, and I have no idea how I feel, or what I want, or how anything functions. So I'm in the bathroom talking about nothing. That's how I feel. And what I'm thinking about is how I'm so honestly unsure of what I'm thinking about and what I know and how I feel. I have no idea. No idea. Totally conflicted. Fraught. I am fraught with indecision, unknowing, hesitation, lack of confidence. No idea. I am thinking about whether I am going to be spending the night at person's home or not. And I'm thinking about this really ugly painting that's behind me of a flower with a horrible center. It's like this splatter of yellow that's disgusting with, like, diarrhea brown behind it. And the center is trying to be jewels, but it's not. It's like trying to be gold, and it's not. And I'm feeling a little icky after looking at that. And a little unsure of what I'm about to be up to. But overall, pretty good. Fairly good. So, feeling sleepy. Not sure how I slept. Gonna go back to sleep for a while. Kind of hot, thirsty. It's Saturday morning. I am thinking about my day ahead of me. Photographing a wedding. Not really wanting to get out of bed. Pretty relaxed. Kind of conflicted. I guess that's how I'm feeling. I wonder if we're always conflicted, if it's just me. it's so rough. That's about it. I am thinking about my behavior. and how I have a general lack of knowing how I feel about things. Maybe an ambivalence? Or indecision? Or kind of, I don't know, lackadaisical mindset towards life? I don't know. I really don't know. I feel like I don't know much about anything. So that's what I'm thinking and feeling. But generally, my mood is even keel right now. Thinking about all of the mass amounts of people in Los Angeles and traffic. There are so many people. It's like a continual clusterfuck. Like, people are everywhere. There's no avoiding them. Odd. It's also odd how I collect chairs, which I guess means that I'm a solitary person. Someone once told me I have trouble connecting with people. Maybe not connecting. Fear of commitment or letting people in. So maybe all this traffic just makes me feel anxious. And people are making out right in front of me in the car ahead of me. That was great. Who knows? All I know is that there are way too many people who live in Los Angeles. And I think that our population is still rising. There's that ticker on the internet that has the population, like, going up every second.
That one really freaks me out. Causes some serious nervous tension. So, I don't know. Maybe the solution is to move to the country with my collection of chairs. I am thinking about this wedding I'm about to go shoot with Cito and feeling a little stressed and overwhelmed and anxious about just getting all my stuff done, and I took a vacation from doing things for an evening and day, and my house is kind of a mess again, and I'm getting a little nervous about my project, and I don't know. I just spoke with John, which also kind of gives me some, I don't know, ambiguity, enhanced ambiguity. But anyway, he seems to be doing well, so that's good. Okay, well, that's all for now. I am thinking about weddings and marriages and how cute this whole wedding was that I just witnessed. It's totally adorable. It's great. So I'm feeling, I don't know, kind of reminiscent, nostalgic, maybe, for what I've had before, or what I no longer have. Always really cute and optimistic. Weddings are so optimistic. And somehow I kind of lose that optimism in thinking about life and what I'm up to. So that's how I'm feeling and what I'm thinking about. I am thinking about how I'm totally unsure about my skills and ideas of being a photographer. Here I am photographing this wedding. And so many of the photos, I'm just like, ew, I don't like them. And I guess it's typical and normal because you do that with photographs and you shoot so many, and digital brings you to a point where you shoot more photos than you typically would, and you become like more critical of the lighting and the body language. But I also think I might be kind of out of practice. I haven't really shot much anymore. I've been focusing my skills elsewhere. So I'm thinking about that post this wedding. It was great. Great wedding. Really cute. But being there as like a working individual to shoot the wedding, I wasn't stressed, but it was more of maybe a disappointment with what I was capturing or how I was maneuvering. Which has always happened to me, maybe, if I look back on it. But is any human ever really satisfied with what they do? And if they are, does that make them better? I don't know. Not sure still. Jury is out.
I am thinking about returning to school in the fall. And how I feel kind of like an 18-year-old kid or something. How I'm dreading it. I mean, I'm not, but I am. There's this big looming sense of needing to perform. And in one sense, that drives me and completely thrills me. And in another, it freaks me out and makes me want to hide from it and not be a part of it. And in one sense where I have opinions and think all these things about something X, when I'm within that atmosphere, I become much more passive and feel that I don't know what I'm talking about. So it, in one sense, really lowers my idea of self. And in another, it completely amplifies it because I do learn so much and love being within a school realm. But at times, academia really just drags me down. It just seems so pretentious at times. So that's how I'm thinking and feeling. I'm excited, but at the same time I'm dreading that intensity of going into self and thinking about self and art and how it all functions together and what I'm trying to say and what my influences are and how I'm influenced from what. I don't know. It excites me and bores me at the same time. Confliction, once again. I am thinking about the shadows on the side of my house that are cast by the street lamp. I'm sitting outside in my chair and table, admiring the shadows. I have bug killer too. For the roaches. Feeling pretty good. I need to photograph out here. It's quite nice.
I just had a really horrible dream that woke me up. So I'm feeling kind of tired. Glad that it was a dream. That I can move on. I fell asleep with my light on last night. And so I'm a little disoriented because I just woke up. But I'm feeling okay. Hopefully I'll have a more productive day. forgot to say that it's August 26th, Sunday. Now my dream made me so anxious that I'm awake, trying to go back to sleep. I was like served with this really good warning sign, though. That I should be more careful with this. Heed the warnings. But now, I don't know, I'm kind of just still amped up about everything. Feeling a little tense. I just had a dream. My mother's neighbors and how we had to coordinate with all of them. It was almost like a retirement home. All her and her neighbors. And I was going to this Asian grocery store. I was going to this Asian grocery store. And I'd already walked there once, so I left my car there or something. Or I drove there and then I walked home, so my car was there. And I was trying to coordinate with all the other oldies. What? Because then they wanted to go, but I had already gone. And then my mom found me there in the parking lot, or we were talking. She was crying because her grandmother had died a year before on that day. I don't know. So, that was my recent dream, I think. There's some anxiety about time and deadlines. Oh, because I also had a dream that my sister and I went and showered in this woman's shower we had to, who rented out her shower, so we had to pay $20 each to go use the shower. And we were talking about who actually would rent out their shower. I don't know what that has to do with time and anxiety about time, but that was another weird dream I just had. Feeling like I should probably get up, but I don't want to, so I might set my alarm for one more hour. Because I just don't want to deal with doing things today, I just like to sleep. Because this other project just keeps looming over my head. I don't know, I'm making it no bigger deal than it is. But I just want to have a helping hand. Maybe I should invite John out to give me a helping hand. It might be good to see him for a couple days. Like, 3. I could invite him out for a weekend. Knowing that he is going to help me. I don't know. Maybe it's a bad idea. I don't know. And that's to ponder today. Figure that one out.
I just got done eating breakfast. Made myself an egg sandwich. Pretty great. And I was cleaning up my house, moved my refrigerator, gonna set up my clothesline now. I've always wanted a clothesline, and now I've got one. And so I Well, right now I'm thinking about these enormous zits that I just got on my face as I'm touching my forehead. They're painful. And I am thinking about meeting my friend Allie and Mike for lunch. And I'm also thinking about how I cut my bangs last night. I cut my hair. Who does that? So now I have really short hair because I impulsively started chopping at them last night before I went to bed, probably after like 4 beers. So I'm going to shower and deal with my hair, which is, I'm not sure how that's going to function. But I thought they looked really good last night. And that's about how I'm feeling. I'm kind of missing my family right now. Miss being up in Seattle. But, so maybe there's a little bit of loneliness. As typical with my emotional confusion. About family and school and men in my life and life. Maybe I'm feeling kind of apathetic, but I'm going to look the whole definition of apathetic up right now because I'm not sure if that describes me. Apathy. I'll get back to you on that one. Thinking about lunch with a couple of friends of mine. We went to a great tofu restaurant. And I guess it made me think about school starting. Of the impending excitement and also stress and the intensity of it all beginning. So it's kind of like the quiet before the storm right now. Which is good. It's a good feeling, I think. That's how I feel. And what I'm thinking about is, I guess, school starting and going to Turkey soon, so all exciting things. Feeling pretty good. Thinking about if I want to go to yoga later tonight, or go see a movie, or if I should just stay at home and get some paperwork stuff done, and be mellow, and buy some plants, and plant or something. So that's kind of my thoughts. It's kind of a lazy Sunday. Feeling pretty good. Feeling much better about the projects. It's like an up and down roller coaster, I tell ya. But all right for now. Was just thinking about how I love this road, Riverside, in Los Angeles, because it's like the back road, sort of, and no one's ever on it. So nice. It's such a contrast between this and, say, Sunset, where it's just a cluster of people all the time. Like, lets you actually even drive. It's pretty great.
thinking. My energy's fairly low. Pretty even keel. Pretty day. Feeling alright. Not good, not bad. Pretty even. Even keel. Feeling good. Had a good conversation on the phone with my mother. Had a good conversation on the phone with someone else of the male counterpart, the male species. And I'm sorting through my office stuff. And I'm going up to CalArts tomorrow to work on this other project. So things are good. Talked on the phone with my friend Chris, who is moving in with me soon, which is exciting. So feeling pretty good. And that's apparently what I'm thinking about. Actually, I'm sitting in front of the fridge thinking about food, what I'm gonna have for dinner. That's it. I'm feeling quite peaceful. I just had a great conversation with my sister, and she completely helped me gain perspective on my life and my thoughts and how I don't need to take care of other people's feelings or worry about their feelings because we all take care of ourselves. So all of my worry and anxiety about me and, like, dating and how I feel about these people is fine, because that's what dating's about. So it's okay. I don't need to take care of others and worry that I'm going to hurt people, because we all worry about ourselves. So I feel much better and relieved. And that's about what I'm thinking about. Feeling good. Feeling pretty good. I'm about ready to watch a movie. And then probably go to bed. Feeling pretty relaxed. Hope my day is lovely and productive tomorrow. That's about it. Monday morning. A crazy night of dreams. Kind of bad dreams, but bizarre. With huge flowers in the forest and people selecting and pulling people out and being laid and not knowing where I was, where to get back. It's pretty intense. I thought it was much later when the alarm went off in 7. I'm feeling a little lazy today. I figure. I don't really feel like doing any of what's on my to-do list. But I'm going to persevere and go to school. I had some crazy dreams, though, someone had come into my house, the key, and reorganized everything that I'd done, like, moved stuff around, and then I was walking around the house with a knife trying to find them, and then they were hiding in the closet, and it was, like, an attorney And he wouldn't explain to me why, how he got in and why he was here, and really bizarre. And then he just left, and all my stuff was, like, rearranged completely, and, yeah, it was sort of intense. But anyway, I finished getting ready. I just got out of the shower. And then I'm going to head up to Balenciaga, and do some work, trying to decide if I should bring my structure that I'm building and do it here in my house or up at school. Tempting to do it here, if I could actually get it done. So, that's what I'm thinking about. Feeling kind of lazy. Feeling pretty good. I'm thinking about, I'm going into Home Depot to get some wood to build my frame. So I'm thinking about dimensions and things I'm going to need there. Doesn't look too busy in the parking lot, so hopefully it'll go smoothly. I am in Home Depot. Second time today. Got all my board together last time, marked it out, and the saw was broken. So I'm in a better Home Depot now. But now I'm more confused than I was, because someone said I might need to use a different kind of wood. So me pretending to be a carpenter is being challenged right now. So here I am standing in Home Depot, hoping someone's going to come and help me. So I'm feeling a little inept right now, a little in over my head. A little confused, kind of possibly frustrated, but not yet, only in a little bit. Thinking about going over to a friend's house. I just got done at Home Depot, like hours later, and now my wood has been purchased, and I am going to start work tomorrow on my piece. So I'm going to go see some friends that haven't been here all summer, and I suppose that's it. I'm feeling pretty good. I talked with John for quite a while today, which was awesome. It was really good to talk to him. And then feeling pretty good. My friends are back in town. Excited about that. And that's all for now. Thinking about how I really have to go pee right now. And I am hanging out with my friends at Louise and Sam's, and it's great to see everyone, and feeling pretty good, kind of hilarious, being back into the funny social scene of gathering. I don't know, but things are good. I was just thinking about the classes that I might potentially take this coming fall. I'm reading about the different courses that are offered, and unfortunately, like, the two that really perked my interest, I will be TAing during those times, so I can't take them. Which is a total bummer. I hate that. So, you know, I guess I'm going to head to bed soon and get up and hopefully work good stuff tomorrow. So I'm feeling all right. Kind of bummed about the two glasses. Yeah. I guess things are supposed to be meant to be and work out for a reason. But I don't know, I just wasn't. Well, yeah, whatever. Whatever. Extra. I'd really like to get over my fear of writing. Extra two. I went and visited my friend Sixtus Petraeus today, who was one of the people who helped me with my last project. He lives in Sunrise Retirement Home, and it was really great to see him, although also sad, and a reality check kind of brought me outside of myself, outside of my own brain, and just seeing him again and seeing how he's already aged in the past couple months. Kind of thinking about the fragility of life and our, the continual passing of time. Becomes really poignant how important life is and how fleeting it is. And it hits home with me. So I'm really glad I went and saw him today. And I hope that I will go back again soon. It's always tough for me to get there, just because to make that effort for some reason, easy to avoid. But when I go, it's always quite meaningful and hits home, hits a chord with me. More sleep because I'm out of morning words and I'm sleepy. I just woke up. I kind of naturally wake up at 10 o'clock. I love to sleep. I don't know what it is, but I love dreaming and sleeping. I've been having really vivid, bizarre dreams as well these past few days, so I guess I like to enjoy them, even if they seem weird. Like, this last one, I was eating at some restaurant with, like, grandparents and strangers, and I was wearing a wig, and then there was like a baby there too, and it was cold, and I was like trying to warm it, but then I think the baby turned into a dog. I'm not sure. It was crazy, very bizarro dream. So that's what I'm thinking about. I'm kind of like dreading facing my day right now. I would love to just lay in bed. And I'm like watching a movie. But I'm getting up now. Feeling a bit better, actually much better than maybe an hour ago. I built one of my walls and then had a minor meltdown. I talked on the phone with John and he helped me a lot, and then we talked to help me just with not only the project, but then we talked about just our feelings for each other and our history and where to go from here, and how we can be friends and there for each other and see what happens in the future. And it was just a great talk, and helped me think about just what's going on with my whole project and everything else. He's great. A great guy. I miss him a lot. But I'm glad we can now be friends. Okay. So, haven't gotten a whole lot done, but I talked to my friend Charity, my best friend ever from growing up, who lives in London. She just called in a stupor, not knowing what to do with her man of 6 years that she's been dating. It's always great to talk to her. And now I'm going to head off and run some errands. So I'm feeling pretty good. It's great to catch up with people that I've known for so long, that I love, and it makes you realize how important family and good friends are, how everything else, although important, pales in comparison to kind of the priority that should be placed on close friends and family. Well, that's what I'm thinking about. Feeling a little aggravated right now. I just visited my second Home Depot. And that's 4 in 2 days, by the way. And now I'm like driving around the streets of LA, kind of lost, not really, just turned around. And there's traffic. And I wanted to see, have Louisa come over, and I have this dinner that I'm going to tonight, and time is just slipping away from me. Now I don't know what fucking road I'm on right now. So that's how I'm feeling. Yeah, not sure where to go right now. And I'm going to buy some wine for my evening. Anyway, that's about how I'm feeling. Aggravated. I was just visiting with my friend Louisa. She came over to see my house. And now I'm getting ready to go to dinner. Kind of have a stomachache. I think I ate too many edamame while she was here visiting. But then I'm feeling a little lethargic. Maybe kind of sleepy. I had a beer. I'm feeling that I feel alright. Just kind of lazy. I just spoke with my mom on the phone, and had a good talk with her. It's been like my day of catching up with everyone, which is always rejuvenating. Got cell phone stuff taken care of, which is always a pain, and that was fairly easy. So things are pretty good. Feeling much better than earlier. I have some energy back, and I'm getting ready to go to dinner. So, feeling good. Feeling pretty good. Just had dinner. Relaxing. Kind of mellow, kind of anxious, actually. The joint of the both, which is really fucked up. I don't know ever how I feel. It's one of those times where I don't know how I feel about anything. It is 7 o'clock. And I'm a bit sleepy. But feeling actually on my game. I'm going to work on my project. Not going back to bed. Not thinking about a whole lot right now. Kind of tired. Just stayed up since 7. Rare for me. Very rare. And feel a bit brain dead. I think I need my sleep. Or at least to sleep in. But I'm going, well, I don't know. I might take a nap. Or I'm just going to start work on my stuff. Not sure yet. Feeling barely okay. Mine is feeling a bit brain dead. I just woke up from a nap. Feeling kind of depressed. Kind of sad. Not sure why. I don't really feel like doing anything. Kind of just feel all lonely and bummed. Sunny outside, of course, as to be expected. I'm laying in my bed. Should be working on my project, but I'm not. Feeling better. I've gotten out of the house. And I'm organizing some files and things. A little blah, but better than before. Waking up is just tough for me. Not sure. It's like the rough part of the day. Probably not to mention drinking way too much last night and having kind of that like morning after hangover feel. I can't always lead to a bit of depression for me. So anyway, I'm feeling better now. I am thinking about the frames for this thing I'm building and how my drill really sucks. It's like 4 bolts. So it's kind of frustrating because I can't really build it after charging the battery. Anyway. And I've been sorting through some files, putting my new file cabinet, getting organized. So I'm feeling alright. Well, I'm not sure. Turned out to be an okay day. Pretty mellow. But I can't really complain for how it all started. It shaped up better than I had expected. I am thinking about Maine right now. I was just going through some pictures, hanging some stuff up, and came across my photos from Maine. So I was just kind of reminiscing and thinking about all the good times I had there. What a great place. How quirky and individualized it is there. The culture is there. And that's about it. So, feeling all right. Got through all my files in my... So I filed everything in some of my new file cabinet. Cleaned up the house. And I'm still waiting on my lame battery on my drill to charge so I can work on my frame. So, everything is fairly good. Maybe slightly blah still, a little melancholy, but I can't really complain. I'm feeling pretty good. Gonna go to dinner with Louisa and maybe go for a walk. It was so hot today. Hopefully it's gonna cool off. I'm gonna get a little exercise. Not really thinking about a whole lot. Still a little brain dead, maybe. I am thinking about my trip coming up to Turkey. I'm just looking on the computer and reading some stuff about Turkey. It's pretty exciting. I went on a walk with my friend Louisa around the neighborhood. And so pretty good day. Pretty good evening. I had a great curry at this Vietnamese restaurant. That was excellent. That's about it. Feeling pretty good. I'm just looking on the internet at different things. The New York Times. Just read this article on China, how it's the biggest polluter, and how pollution levels are crazy there, and people are dying, and, and I think I might head to bed here soon. So I can get up tomorrow and actually really, really start working more on my frames and hopefully get them almost done. So, that's the plan. And I'm feeling pretty good. Pretty good. Kind of blah. Okay, all right. My wife's sleepy. I'm in the middle of a dream about graduation. The dude from Grey's Anatomy is in it. He's setting up the projector. I just lost my mascara. I was getting ready for it. My mom had been caving. We were talking about acting through steel punch that I've never seen. Weird dream. Heidi was in it.
I am feeling a bit overwhelmed with my project. Just the whole logistics of getting this all done is kind of daunting, especially because I don't know what I'm doing, really. So I'm kind of overwhelmed. I'm going to Home Depot right now to get more of my supplies. Kind of feel like I want John to help me come install, but then at the same time, I think that might be a bad idea because then I'm just using him to have him help me install something and go back to what was comfortable in. No, I don't know. I don't think I can go to Mexico this weekend. Because I really need to get this done. So, those are my insights of the day so far. And I'm off to Home Depot. Where I'm sure I might become really frustrated. I am still working on my frames. I'm on the third one. I'm almost done with the frame part, which is exciting. And then I have this nasty board stuff to do. Home Depot was crazy as usual. But I got my board. So that's good. Things are alright. Not sure if what I'm doing this weekend, if I want to go to this wedding in Mexico or not. I think I'd like to go. But then, I don't know. I'm just not sure if I'd be rushed then with leaving for Turkey next weekend and school starting. I'm just not sure if I want to work on stuff around here for the 2 days. So, that's what I'm thinking about now. I am feeling all right. Okay.
Hello. I am so filthy from this soundboard stuff. It's like nasty insulation. I feel like I have splinters all over my body. But things are going alright. I'm trying to figure out how I want to construct it with the board right now and what words I want to sand off and not. All of these decisions that I have trouble making. But once I make them, I'm closer to being done, which is nice. So I'm feeling a little confused. Not sure if I want to go to Mexico still this weekend or stay here. Not sure about the decisions on my piece. If I want the frame on the external or internal side. Or if I want the words on the external or internal side. And then I'm also thinking about how to frame this window out, which might be a little more complicated than I thought. But beyond that, things are going. And beyond feeling really itchy, I guess I'm feeling fairly good that I've gotten some of this done. So all in all, I don't know, I'm a bit confused. I feel like I'm always confused. Maybe we are, and I just embrace the indecision. I guess I should embrace the indecision and not be so hesitant, just go with my gut. Completely conflicted about the weekend. I need to make a decision now. And I don't know what to do. Part of me really thinks I need to stay here and work and prep for school and get my room, like, totally ready. And part of me thinks I should just be impulsive and go and enjoy and have a random experience like I usually enjoy having, where I don't know anyone and I just go and be. No. That's what I'm thinking about, and I'm getting ready to go to the museum. And then I told Louisa that I'd go to the beach with her tomorrow, so that kind of hinders my work day tomorrow. I really can't decide. Responsible or impulsive? I know my room will get done, but if John's not coming to help, it's going to be harder, so I'd rather maybe be totally on top of my game with it. But I also have a week still, if I get back Sunday, of 1 week till we go to Turkey. So technically, I could get all my ducks in a row that week. I don't know. I just got back from dinner in a museum with Louisa and my friend Mike. We had pupusas at the pupuseria. They were pretty good. I've never had pupusas, and I've been craving them, even though I've never had them. Someone told me I might like them, and then it was all over. I've wanted them ever since. And now I'm back home. I think I've decided to go to Mexico, because why not? I like random experiences, and it will be memorable, and more memorable than me spazzing out here with my to-do list that will still be here next week. So, that's what I'm thinking about. And I'm feeling kind of full from dinner. A little sleepy. I'm gonna go to the beach in the morning with Louisa. That's all. So it's official. I'm gonna go to Mexico this weekend. Why not? It'll be a fun adventure. I just set up the phone with my sister. Yeah. And then thinking about going to bed fairly soon. I'm going to try to get up really early tomorrow. So, feeling pretty good. I was looking online at the Documenta and Turkey Biennale or Istanbul Biennale, and I'm quite excited for my upcoming trip to Turkey and Germany as well. So things are shaping up, falling into place. Okay, I'm really off to bed now. I was just trying on dresses for this wedding that I'm going to this weekend. watch my face. I was thinking about this art piece that this Chinese artist did for Documenta, where he brought 1,000 nationals from China to Documenta. And how I really like that idea. How it reminds me how I really want to incorporate more of just actions into my artwork and begin to eliminate the need for anything visual, like an actual structure. The objectness of something, that it can just be the action. That's a goal I need to work toward within my work. Kind of nervous about the school year and thinking about what my art is going to do and what I'm going to create and new ideas, and I don't know. But I'm also excited to focus on that. I just hope I don't, I can focus and that I don't become too distracted. I guess that's it. Heading to bed. When I just turned out the lights, I started having all these demonish thoughts of, like, someone breaking in and me trying to stab them with the knife that's in my nightstand table. I haven't had those kind of dark thoughts. Well, maybe they are always kind of like flashing, reoccurring, morbid thoughts. But this one was an intense one. It always kind of freaks me out. But on that note, I'm gonna go to bed or try to sleep. That propensity to have weird flashes like that sometimes causes some anxiety. Anyway, good night. Oh, 7. I'm exhausted as usual at 7. But I'm gonna try to get up today. No. And do some errands and then go to the beach. So here we go. I can sleep at the beach.
I am at the beach with Louisa. Actually, we just left the beach. It was pretty fun. We went swimming. And now we're on our way to get tacos. Swimming was really rejuvenating. So yeah, it was a good trip. I'm glad we went before all the crazy traffic. So that's what I'm thinking about. I'm quite hungry, so I'm looking forward to my taco. Louisa and I just drank margaritas at her house. I'm kind of lounging. It's so hot in LA. It's like scorching, 99 or something ridiculous. So I was going to do work, but I'm feeling kind of lethargic. A little uninspired to do much. So margarita, why not? It's 4:00 on the last day of this project, and I'm wondering if I have totally held back for fear of judgment or something, which has ultimately probably compromised this whole project and made it suck. Like, was I aware of the recording and then probably didn't divulge things that I kind of was thinking about because I didn't want some random idea of being judged on my shoulders? This like omnipresence of judgment that I didn't want to deal with, so I held back, which ultimately compromised the whole thing. So I'm kind of bummed about that. I don't know. I don't know. I guess I may have, but maybe it's impossible to avoid. I'm not sure. That's what I'm thinking about right now. And so I'm a little disappointed in myself, I think, for having that filter. But I'm not sure if the filter is, if it's possible to lift it, because obviously I'm aware of the recording, so I'm putting up a front or some sort of facade or mask for the idea of recording, because I'm presenting myself. So the presentation of myself, which is obviously different than what's going on in my internal dialogue. So I think the project might have been fated from the get-go, or a failure. I wonder if it was different in the psychology realm when people were asked to do that, or if it's the same issue of judgment. I guess I know that this is going to be publicly presented, whereas in the psych experiment, people probably knew it would be anonymous. So that's a big difference. This one, my name is attached. But often I wish I could just shed that self-consciousness that I so often have, but that I'm also interested in within art and people, is the idea of self-consciousness and the awareness of self and presenting oneself to others, and then how others interpret that self. Anyway, those are my thoughts.